Broncos return home and at 9-3 look to wrap up their AFC East portion of the schedule on Sunday, hosting the Buffalo Bills. Hi, everyone, back here at Dove Valley with Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. It's Broncos TV preview of Week 14. And, Andrew, let's get right to what the Buffalo Bills have done to lead the league in, and that's sacks, 48 of them. Ryan Clady said to me one-on-one the other day how he joked, the Broncos must lead the league in facing tough fronts. He laughed, but there's some truth to that. Talk about this Bills front.
Yeah, another tough front, probably, I would think, the toughest one of all, because all four guys are equally capable against the running and against the pass. Really, we've seen the Broncos offensive line succeed at driving opposing defensive lines off the line of scrimmage the last couple of weeks, especially. That's helped get the running game going, but this is a pretty unique challenge. What you want to do is maybe use the Bills' aggression against them. If they're gonna try to come up field, maybe you've got to drive them back a little bit, maybe get them, especially on the ends, out of position so you can make some plays on the outside.
Yeah, the one thing we have seen improve tremendously is the run game, as you touched on. Peyton Manning, though, talked about how important, Phil, it is to get the red zone going. Injuries are kind of piling up at this time of the year, but still, Julius Thomas not being able to play to Peyton is not an excuse.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, against Kansas City, they kind of struggled in the red zone, had to settle for five Connor Barth field goals. And look, when you don't have big number 80 out there, Peyton Manning is losing a major weapon in the red zone. I mean, Thomas leads the league in with 12 touchdown receptions, and a big reason is he's got that big body. He can box people out. He can make catches in the end zone. Peyton didn't want to use that as an excuse, but when he's out there, if he's able to go against the Bills, it should make a big difference.
Yeah, Manning did say either way, they have to find a way to get in the end zone so they don't have to rely on Connor Barth going 5 for 5, putting points on the board. That's going to do it for this week. It's December. These games mean so much more this time of year. Broncos hope to get to 10 wins on the season on Sunday against the Bills. With Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you Sunday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High.